Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by Ironman U, RunCatalina.com, EverySite.com, the coolest new technology around, our Challenge Athletes Foundation. We've raised over $70 million to keep athletes in the game of life through sport. And you can check out any of our interviews on Babbittville.com or on iTunes. Our next guest from Challenger Productions, Mr. Roger Drews, joins us. Roger, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bob. How about yourself?
I am wonderful. So you were one of those guys who was doing duathlon back in the day. When did you get into duathlon?
Well, for me, it started actually right at the end of high school, right around 79, and I think the very first try I did was in 80. And then I produced with a gentleman by the name of John Salt, with the blessing of Kurt Madden. We produced the first triathlon I know about on a college campus in San Diego in 81. That was at Mesa.
Okay.
And then the first do I think I did was in the late 80s, mid 80s, something like that.
So you were basically racing against, you know, Kenny Souza and Brent Steiner and on all the, because duathlon was pretty hot during a period with the Coors Light Series, Desert Princess Series. During the winter, there was sort of a void when it came to triathlon, and duathlon sort of took center stage.
That's exactly right. I don't know if I would say I raced against Souza.
Right. You were in the same events.
Exactly, yeah. I wasn't too far back, but no, he was head and shoulders above everybody.
So with Challenger events, what led you to create your own events? Because it's hard to put on. You're talking about, as a race director in this day and age, you have to be a social media person. You have to be a sales guy to sell sponsors. You've got to be responsible for the safety of hundreds and sometimes thousands of participants. That's a task that scares off a lot of people.
It is a monstrosity, that's for sure. Of course, I love it. Because of the sport, obviously, first and foremost, I do it because of the sport.
Right.
What really started it was that event we produced at Mesa College. I had so much fun doing it, and Kurt Madden, I'm sure you remember him. He was the Ultra Ironman champion.
He just did Kona a few weeks ago.
Yep. And, you know, he's superintendent of the Big Bear Schools now. But anyway, he really put his blessing behind it, and it was just so much darn fun. And I had to wait because, you know, I had a family and so on, and I waited, probably like 20 years. And then when I was at the Poway Unified Schools, during the summer I put some triathlons on, some reverse triathlons on for the kids at Mount Carmel High School. And so, you know, one thing led to another, and once my kids were all graduated and on their own little course of life, I just thought, you know, this is something that I want to do. And so in 2010, we did the San Diego Duathlon for the first time, under the name of Ram Sports,
right,
which stands for Roger and Miss Mary Lou, which is my wife, who obviously couldn't do it without her. Bringing something to the community that's fun and, you know, safe courses, just having a good time. And it's not really so much about the competition, although that's great too. And it's definitely not about the money for us. It's, you know, I still have my full-time job. It's about the community of triathlon and duathlon.
Well, I've always been a big proponent of the pool triathlon, because I think the thing that keeps people, the big deterrent for people doing triathlon is a swim. It scares the crap out of them. So, you know, I always tell people that if I go for a run, I get tired, I can stop. If I'm cycling, I get tired, I can stop. If I'm swimming, I get tired, I die. That's a little bit of a deterrent. So what I love about the pool triathlon is you take people who are, you know, they run, so they start out with a 5K, then they do a, you know, 10-mile or so bike ride, and then they jump into a pool where it's clean water, it's clear, there's walls, there's lifeguards, there's lane lines, all the positives that go along with swimming are there. Have you found that from, you know, putting on your event up in Del Mar, brand new people getting into the sport?
Absolutely. I would say our first-timer ratio, probably 3-1.
Wow.
And that's really what it's all about for us. And I always recognize at the start line all the newcomers. You know, I say, hey, you know, if it's your first time, everybody put your hand up. and we get a good show of hands, and that's really for us what it's all about.
So talk a little bit about what you've got coming up November 8th, the San Diego Duathlon. You mentioned something about a kayak and paddle, so a K-Do and a paddle-do. So you're expanding the reach of just the duathlon.
Yeah, we want to go, you know, we're in our 50s now, and my wife, this is really what inspired us. She has a permanent injury, so she can't run anymore.
Yeah.
And she was a top college runner in her own day, and so what we want to do is help folks make the transition when they can't run anymore or anything like that, and they can start doing some other things that are, you know, active and helpful and being outside and all of that good stuff. So what we did is we came up with Multisport America, and we actually have the trademark on it. And so what we're going to do is, starting this year at all our events, we're going to start offering a variety of combinations in various legs. And so what we have at the San Diego Do, we're going to do the Kadoo, as you pointed out, and it's a kayak, bike, kayak. And then we're going to do the Padoo, which is the paddleboard, do the bike, and then paddleboard.
So, love that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I don't know if it'll ever really take off, but we're sure going to have a lot of fun doing it. And I hope it means something to those that can't run anymore or something like that.
Well, if you think about it, when the whole idea of duathlon started, obviously a lot of people got into that, were not swimmers. But then it became something you did to train for triathlon. And there was a point there where duathlon, maybe because triathlon extended throughout 12 months a year, duathlon sort of faded away a little bit. And you've done a great job of trying to keep duathlon going. Have you found that more and more people are understanding that, hey, you don't have to be a swimmer to be a multi-sport athlete?
Yeah, we get that a lot. I think the real challenge has been just coordinating the right time of the year for when to hold the Do. We've tried a couple of different times. And, you know, in the area in San Diego, you know, obviously Cause Events is the big event guy, and we don't want to interfere with the schedule, so to speak. You know, I kind of know the drill, having raced so many years, so I'm trying to keep it to the off-season and make it something that integrates right into the mainstream schedule for everybody. You know, and definitely trying to help those that feel like they can't swim, as I was when I first started, to make that transition and then get hooked on the sport, whether it's triathlon, duathlon, whatever the case.
So talk a little bit about some of your favorite moments from putting on events. Because obviously, like you said, you have a full-time gig. You do this because you love it. You want to grow duathlon. You're trying to do something a little revolutionary by adding kayak and paddleboarding. When you look, there's obviously moments when you put this stuff on and stories that you've seen through the years that keep you coming back to put events on. Because at the end of the day, it's a lot of work.
You know, I have two or three that come to my mind right away. Last year, a gentleman by the name of Kevin Smith approached me. He's up from Rancho Cucamonga, and he actually had a heart attack about 5 years ago, I think it was, and was never very fitness-oriented and just really changed his life. And he approached me and thanked me and so on. So we had him talk to the crowd during the award ceremony just to tell his story, just to inspire people. So that was a moment I won't forget. Another one was about 5 years ago. I was training down at Fiesta Island with my one of my bike buddies, Kai Gilder. And I saw a gal, and she was stretching by the stop sign, and she had her bike there. And I said, you know, this is our first time doing a Do. I'm just going to go invite her, you know, just to see if she's ever done one. And I got to talking to her. Her name's Dr. Wilson, Lynn Wilson. And she's never done anything like that. She's totally intimidated by it. But, you know, she came out, and she finished. And about 3 years later, I saw her at, like, two or three events around the area that year. And it just put a big smile on my face that she's totally into fitness now and just hooked on it. And that's what it's really all about.
It really is. And the other side, when I've been at the pool triathlon, and even at the San Diego Duathlon, a lot of kids out there.
Yeah.
You know, people think triathlon, they think Ironman, and you know, you're talking about a sort of an older demographic. But the key for the future of our sports, obviously, is the kids. Do you see more and more kids coming out to your events?
Yes, they are, for sure. And this year we're actually going to have significantly more. And we kind of partnered up with the SoCal Youth Tri Series. Judy Carver, I'm sure you know her.
Yep.
And we're really excited about that. It takes a little bit of extra work. We're getting to know each other a little better, so it's going better. But, yeah, that's just a hoot, having all the kids out there. And I think at the Del Mar Tri, we're actually going to blow away our numbers from last year with the kids. So
wow.
We're really happy about that.
Now, do you have a date this year for Del Mar Tri?
Yeah, it's November 22nd.
Oh, it's coming up.
Yep.
So what's the website for people to check out all your events?
Best thing to do is just go to challengerproductions.com, and mm-hmm. they're all listed right there.
Love that. And are you when you're talking about putting on the events you're putting on, are you thinking down the line of putting on longer events? What is the goal when you talk about Multisport America? Are you talking about, you know, collegiate or California championships?
Well, that's interesting you bring that up, because we want to try to turn the duathlon, the San Diego duathlon, into a state championship, and not anything to try to compete with USAT, but just as something to supplement it and just something, another venue for people to come to target. You know, say they can't make nationals or something, they can't travel there. I know that was always a problem for me when I was in my prime, and just something that they can target when they have time or, you know, they have the resources to do it. So, yeah, we would definitely like to do that. And we'd like to offer a championship for reverse tries, too. You know, we have two or three of them in Southern California, the Templetown race on the base. It would be kind of neat to kind of, you know, get that all together and have something that people who never want to open water swim have something they can go to.
What I found interesting, I remember being at the Rose Bowl Tri, which is a reverse triathlon finishing in a pool. I think the first year I went, most of the bikes in the rack for 60 and over were cruiser bikes, mountain bikes. The next year it was a collection of Cervelos and Specialized Shiv. It just seems that it's not just some people do it once just to get into the sport, and then they're in, and then they're very serious about these events.
Yeah, they are. You know, on that score, we had I think it was the first time it's ever been done. For a couple of years, we did a beach duathlon. It wasn't received all that well, but everybody there had to have either a mountain bike or a hybrid or a beach cruiser, and you know, the big balloon tire ones. I don't know what you call them, but
yeah. Butt bikes.
And it was a lot of fun. And you're definitely right. Then you see them evolve and they get the real nice bikes.
So how many events will you be putting on in 2015 and 16? I mean, between, you know, the ones that are coming up, you're starting next week, and then 2 weeks later you got your triathlons. So you're already finishing up the season with a flourish, and I'm guessing that you're going into 2016 with a bunch of events too.
Right. Yeah, we have about 7 or 8 per year, and they're usually off season. Our last one is in May. It's a run. As far as multi-sport, we have the San Diego Duathlon early November, the Del Mar Tri late November, and then we have a March 26th date. And I think what we're going to do is make that a memorial duathlon for Kendall Webb, who, you know, actually the duathlon more than the tri. And then we have the Diamond Valley Triathlon, which is actually really well received. We were really surprised, and it was a really fun course up in Emmett, right across the street from where the Tinseltown is. And then we have 3 runs. We are a turnkey integrated production company. We actually have about 4 dozen clients, so we also help produce events, you know, supply infrastructure and crew, and we also have a timing division too. So our plate's pretty full.
Besides the fact you have a real job.
Exactly.
I love it. Hey, Roger, congratulations on everything you do. If folks have not come out to a Challenger Productions event before, I mean, this is hands-on. Roger is all over the place putting these things on. And what's great about him is there's a real family touch to it. And when you're talking about your, you know, the Del Mar Triathlon in a couple weeks, you couldn't have a prettier venue than right there off at Del Mar Heights. I had never been to that school before. Cathedral Catholic, and it's just spectacular.
Yeah, absolutely. We concur with that. We love being there. They've got a great staff, too. It's actually our favorite place to host and produce an event. So thanks for the kind words, Bob. Really appreciate it.
No problem. So November 8th, San Diego Duathlon. You can bring out your kayak, bring out your paddleboard. If you're not running, you can use your paddleboard to do the two run segments and or your kayak. And how are you pronouncing that? The Kadu?
Kadu.
Kadu and Padu.
Exactly. Yeah, the best thing to do is just email me off the site. For this first year, we're just I'm gonna set it up custom if someone wants to sign up and try it out. We're not gonna have a full division yet, but next year we will.
Love it. Roger Drews has been our guest. Again, it's Challenger Productions. That's challengerproductions.com to check out all the information. We are brought to you by Ironman U, runcatalina.com, everysite.com, the coolest new technology around. Check out everysite.com. Our Challenge Athletes Foundation, we've raised over $70 million to keep athletes in the game of life through sport. And check out any of our interviews on iTunes or on babbittville.com. Hold on, everyone. We will be right back.